Welcome to Mosaic Wealth Partners in 8 minutes or less. I'm Eric Jaffe and I'm here with Chris Williams. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about energy. Chris, energy is such a significant topic right now, given its role in the rising inflation we're seeing, its potential to provide a hedge against any such inflation, the performance of at least portions of the sector as an investment, etc. But energy is such a broad topic. I want to break it down a little before we jump in. Obviously, there are different types of energy, different streams within the field of energy, and so on. For today's discussion, let's focus on oil and gas. And to start, I note that not too long ago, energy-related stocks made up a decent chunk of the S&P 500. But now, these are a much less significant part of the index. Why the change?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking 20% of the S&P in 1980 and down to 2% in 2020. Energy stocks were bellwethers or portfolios, especially conservative portfolios, trust and family trust, because they were consistent and they paid good dividends. But when you look at the last, let's say, 10 years, just to pick a broad enough time period, from 2011 to 2014, energy was holding its own. So it was still in those portfolios because even if it didn't appreciate, you received good dividend income. Hey, I'll take 4% and not, you know, have a 20% drawdown. But pretty soon, it became apparent as oil prices started going down and energy stocks weren't doing as well, that if you're a portfolio manager, you're going to sell those stocks and move into, you know, an Apple, which is paying a dividend too, maybe not as much, but it was doing nothing but go up. So why would you own an energy stock that maybe was going to be in trouble when you could own a technology stock that had less capital expenditure and better returns? So you saw this rotation of selling the energy stocks out of portfolios, buying even old growth like Microsoft and Apple. So it wasn't even like you were buying Netflix and, you know, the new growth and Google, Amazon, and you were doing well. And that's how we got down to that 2% number just 2 years ago. But energy's rallied now. Oil has spiked. And it's now 4% of the S&P. So this is where the conversation sort of starts, right?
Exactly. I think that that's a great summary. And it begs the question then, is this a short-term blip? Now, we have the Russian-Ukrainian conflict, which has caused real pressure on energy and oil pricing. We have higher inflation, which oftentimes leads investors to run to assets like different commodities such as oil. Do we think this uptick is due in large measure to these more immediate factors? And if so, do we think that if those factors were to be removed from the equation, we're going to return with respect to oil pricing and oil company stock performance? Are we going to return to where we were just a few years ago?
Well, it's a fair question. Certainly before Russia, Ukraine even entered the picture, there was for the let's say prior 12 months, let's call it a re-rotation, where energy stocks were being bought back into portfolios. So there are some fundamental and technical, which is just, you know, chart evidence out there that energy was going to come back. Whether it was just a regression to the mean or, you know, there's supply demand that is hard to see from a U.S. perspective, right? Because everything here has been about the electric vehicle and the transition away from fossil fuels. We could talk more about that another time. But you have to think globally. You know, if we're a developed country, yes, we're moving into away from fossil fuels. But if you're a developing country and you want your economy to catch up to the United States, well, you're going to need oil and you're to fuel that, quite literally. They're not worried about pollution. They're worried about, hey, we need the economy to grow. We have these people. We want more wealth, et cetera. So global demand by 2030 should be up something like 9%. So when you take away the U.S. lens of this, there's still a massive demand for fossil fuel energy out there. And so subsequently, to bring it back to your question, yeah, you know, if you're looking at it from that standpoint, you want to own energy stocks that are going to be there and make money off of this global trend.
So you mentioned the technical analysis, and it's tough on a podcast to really geek out too much on the technical side of things, but with the understanding that technical analysis in a very simplistic sense is analyzing charts and historical performance of stocks or sectors. What are the charts showing you with respect to energy right now and how it's doing, what we think that potentially could mean going forward?
Well, the technicals are pretty easy on this one. Without even looking at a chart, I could tell you energy has taken off like a rocket ship. If you go back to, let's say, October of 2020, the ETF for energy, XLE, was around $28. It's currently trading at almost $80. You're talking about a 200% gain in a year and a half. If we just go back to December of last year, it was around 51.5, 52. Again, to 80 is over a 50% gain in 4 months. So from a technical standpoint, energy is obviously going to the moon, so to speak. That's why people are saying, hey, should I get in? But if you look at it historically, when it's made moves like this before, it's fraught with peril because there is a very quick and severe reversal that has happened several times. So the net-net is that we need to monitor this. We also need to consider what and where we invest in energy.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's episode. But Chris, I think that's a great teaser for our next segment of In 8 Minutes or Less, when we'll dive deeper into different elements of the energy sector and discuss our expectations for these subsectors. We look forward to having you join us then.